Sylvie, où sont tes plaisirs et tes rires d'enfant? Sylvie, où sont tes désirs de mordre à belles dents? La vie éveillant tes jeunes printemps, à l'aube de tes joies, tu pleures déjà. Pour un garçon insensé qui un jour, sans raison a brisé pour toujours les espoirs de ton cœur plein d'amour, tu pleures, Sylvie. Ce que l'on voit fuir ne se rattrape pas, Sylvie. Armé d'un sourire, un inconnu viendra, ravi d'apporter des rêves en toi, par un nouveau bonheur au fond de ton cœur. Viens, car à l'âge d'aimer, le chagrin ne doit pas t'effleurer, car demain peut sombrer ton malheur, puisque rien ne demeure. On a l'espoir pour recommencer. Sylvie, range ton mouchoir et recoudre ton nez. Souris, car la vie se traîne à tes pieds. Ne la repousse pas, tu regretteras. Quand tes années s'enfuiront, que le temps me donnera raison, tristement, tu te diras trop tard en fouillant. Tu comprendras ce que tu as perdu, Sylvie. Les jours d'autrefois ne se revivent plus. Aussi, ouvre ton cœur à l'inconnu, qui changera tes jours par un cri d'amour. Changera tes jours par un cri d'amour. Changera tes jours.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
All right. Hello, hello. Good afternoon. Oh, it is Monday, October 20th. You are listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM. And we just heard to start that show, War Baby. They are the winners of 2013 Shindig, sponsored by CITR. I played that because tomorrow night at the Hindenburg, Shindig 2014 begins. So, for all of you Shindig fans, head on out. It's a new venue. It's very exciting. And it will be starting tomorrow and be every week through December. Anyhow, as I said, you're listening to The Burrow. My name is Andy Resto. Be with you for the next hour. And I have a guest with me in here in studio, Adam from Needles and Pins. How you doing, Adam?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Pretty good, pretty good. So, Needles Pins just came out with new LP, Shame Birds, a couple weeks ago, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's promo for that been going, or everything with that?
Oh, Anything special? It's been really good. I guess, yeah, it got officially released. We had our release show for it in August. But I think, yeah, it's been available since late June. But, yeah, so I think it's been really well received, I think, so far, which is nice. I hope we can go on tour soon to support it. We haven't had a chance to do that yet, but hopefully in the early new year we'll get to do some more stuff on the road.
Nice. Cool. How about the choice with the blue vinyl? I was into that. I don't know what inspired you guys to do that.
I can't remember where that sort of decision got made. I know there's only 100 of them that are on blue, but I can't remember if that was Tony, our bass player's decision for the blue, or Chris, who runs Dirt Call Records. Either way, but looks. I mean, I'm colorblind, so I don't really have probably the best appreciation for those kind of things. But it seems to look good with the rest of the colors involved in the record. So yeah,
nice, cool. So you guys, as you said, you haven't done too much promo for it yet, but this Thursday, playing at the Cobalt.
Yeah, this Thursday we're playing at the Cobalt with our friend Sonic Avenues from Montreal, who we went to Europe with in the spring, and they're really good friends of ours, and it'll be really good to see them again, and then we're going to go down and play Seattle and Portland too.
Nice.
So that'll be really fun to hang out with them for a few days, and yeah, I'm glad they're coming back to Vancouver.
Nice. Cool, so you brought some music along with you today.
I did. I grabbed some records on my way out here. Yeah.
Bunch of records. Yeah. I got some things lined up. You have anything ready for us now? Maybe tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, I just grabbed a Dillinger 4 record. I thought I'd play a song called Double Whiskey Coke, No Ice by Dillinger 4. They're one of my favorite bands. And that's one of my favorite songs by them. Yeah.
All right. Cool. So here on CHR 101.9, we'll start off with some Dillinger 4, and we'll be back with you later.
Yeah. Yo, I was just standing here thinking about you. Thought I'd write a song about you and dedicate it to you. Take a listen.
So welcome back. Still tuned in to CITR 101.9, if you weren't aware. That was Jasmine?
Yeah, Jasmine.
Jasmine. Oh, yeah. Okay. I was hearing that.
The Jasmine.
The Jasmine, yeah. Jasmine, and you're telling me they're from France?
Yeah, they're from France from, mid, 94-ish or something. That record came out.
Very cool, yeah. I was definitely into that. You're saying... talking about the label they were on, that it was a big scene around that time.
So. Yeah, it was just all this stuff came out on this label called Stonehenge Records in the sort of early and mid 90s in France, and it was all this sort of scene of screamy, fast, hardcore.
Nice. Cool. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew the French were into that?
Yeah.
Who
knew?
So, and before that was Dillinger 4. So, chatting before with Adam here. And aside from Needles Pins, you're also starting a new band or in a new band. And maybe you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. My friend Legs and Nathan and Zach and I started this pop punk band called Poor Form, and we played our first show in December. We started jamming, I guess, in the fall of 2013 and played our first show in December. And that's been really fun. We went on tour this summer, and it was really fun. And yeah, we got a couple records coming out in the near future. So yeah, it's been really fun so far.
Awesome. Cool. And what are you playing? Are you still playing?
I play guitar and sing. Leg does most of the singing and songwriting in the band, and then I play second guitar and do like backup vocals and sing a couple songs.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah. So what else do you have in your surprise bag here of records?
I've got a Pegboy record on there now. We could listen to, yeah.
All right, and who's
Pegboy is this pop punk band from early 2000s they're from Chicago. I don't actually know. I believe they're from Chicago, but they're really great. This is their first LP.
Cool. I think we will play some Pegboy. Before that, we're going to hear some Poor Form, you are okay with that.
Sure.
All right. You have a recommendation?
Yeah, just the first song there is probably song. As All good right. as anyone. Yeah.
Cool. So this is called Boxed In. You can find this on Bandcamp, poorform.bandcamp.com, and then we'll hear some Pegboy afterwards. You're listening to The Burrow on CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm gonna All our lives enough to get away. Get away from here. If I could be a superstar, touch the plane, fancy car, and I could drive away. Drive away from here. If I was DJ out there,
to the red dot. What happened to the chain? Things are changing. Never just don't seem the same. And if you don't want to be ill, then you gotta wait in line. I wish you were safe the first time. I thought I'm so cheap. To the red dot. What happened to the chain? Things are changing. Yeah, it just don't seem the same. And if you really want to be here, well, you gotta wait in line. And I wish you were safe the first time. And I wish you were safe the first time. Wish you were safe the first time.
This is the sound of compost and recyclables going into the garbage. Garbage that ends up in the landfill creating greenhouse gases. This is the sound of a more sustainable campus. You can make a difference when you sort it out. Learn more at sustain.ubc.ca/sortitout.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
And we are back. CITR 101.9, The Burrow, with Needles and Pins' very own Adam. Well, I just said Needles and Pins. I always switch between saying Needles, Pins, or Needles and Pins. Is there a correct way of doing this?
I don't know. I think it is Needles and Pins, I suppose. Yeah. We just, at some point, decided to do those slashes, and it just really, it's just, it does more just mess with people than anything.
It does,
so it's
complicated.
It's kind of enjoyable. I like it. You know what? It just, it makes hashtagging a nightmare.
Yeah.
And things like that, I suppose. You know, but there's always very, I don't know, you see Needles X Pins, and yeah, it's just, yeah, I guess it's just, and it's just looks weird.
Yeah. All right. So we heard Peg Boy.
Yeah.
To start that set.
Yeah.
Band you believe is from?
They're from Chicago. I'm gonna say they're from Chicago.
We're gonna,
someone call and correct me on that. But
yeah, trust us.
I should know this. I'm sorry.
And then Moby Dix.
Yeah,
that was a split with Needles Pins.
Yeah, these are they're no longer a band, unfortunately, but they were a great band from Lethbridge, Alberta. And that was a song called What Happened to the Red Dog. And Joel, who's also my roommate, was the singer in that band and drummer. And he now plays guitar and sings in a band called Nervous Talk from here, who are great. But that's one of my favorite songs. So,
You said something that reminded me real quick. For anybody who might have any questions for Adam, you can feel free to call in here at the studio, CITR. It's 604-822-2487. If you had any questions or just wanted to yell at me or yell at anybody, that's totally fine. We can handle it. So, also, we were chatting earlier, and you said you actually go to school here at UBC.
Yeah, I do. I'm in the sixth year of my PhD in anthropology.
Right, and well, I assume it's six-year PhD. It's going okay.
It's not going terribly.
There are days. All right.
There's some days where I'm pretty sure it's going okay.
Awesome, cool, yeah. So you are definitely used to being here on campus. Have you come up to the station a lot, or?
I guess I've been in here on. At least this is maybe my third or fourth time coming in here. Over the time I've been here.
All the way out to the edge of the peninsula here at UBC. So we still have more music. Endless bag of records that you have.
It's like Mary Poppins bag.
Just
keeps so. Going. I got on the thing there. This great band who I think, again, my geographical knowledge of where bands are from is terrible today, but I'm going to say they're from New Mexico, and they're called Rumspringer, and they're on the same label that put out the Needles and Pins LP Dirt Cult, who used to be from New Mexico too, but is now based out of Portland, and they're a great band. And then next, after that, I put a song by a Vancouver band for all intents and purposes called Unfun.
Okay, cool. New Mexico, aesthetically, can be a kind of a scary place. It's been built up to be a intimidating place.
I've never been there.
On TV and whatnot.
Oh, yeah, I suppose. Hey. Yeah, but I know people that love it there very much. Yeah. So, I've got to go, I guess, and see it for myself.
All right. So it's Rumspringer.
Rumspringer and then Unfun.
From New Mexico and Unfun.
Yeah.
Here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
taking it over, but you don't care. Yeah.
three decades, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands Shindig has been host to local bands known and unknown. This year, Shindig leaps into its fourth decade as 27 bands prepare to take the stage. The stakes are high, with artists competing for studio recording time, event showcase spots, and more. Shindig 31 marks CITR's first year at the Hindenburg, so come celebrate with cheap drinks, free pool, great stage, and of course, jokes for beer. Shindig runs every Tuesday until December 16th at the Hindenburg, 23 West Cordova. Cover is only $6. This Tuesday, October 21st, Shindig kicks off with Fundamentally Unsound, Pale Red, and the Vaporettos. These bands take us across the rock spectrum, from big noise to lo-fi grit to mod psychedelic.
I call it transcendence. I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, break beat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
I call it transcendence.
Okay. CITR 101.9, The Borough. Here with Adam from Needles Pins, / Needles and Pins, / Poor Form. So we just heard some Unfun, and they're a Vancouver band.
For all intents and purposes.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So, that's right. That's what I was going to say. So, one member of your band, your drummer, what's her name?
Macy. Yep.
Owns Budgie's Burritos.
Yeah, she does. Yeah. Yes.
That is a very nice place. How do you feel about Budgie's?
I like Budgie's.
I think it's great. It's burritos. It's gonna split some people apart. I feel like it's very strong food.
Burritos are often strong, polarizing.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's strong food. So, yeah. But it is
it's
like
caused
it,
a lot of problems for a lot of people in history.
But it is a Vancouver staple. I'd say Budgie's down on the east side. We also have the Replacements lined up to play.
Yeah.
And I was asking before, the movie Color Me Obsessed, the documentary about them, you have not seen it?
I have not seen it.
It was, I'd say, okay, very average.
Yeah.
They try to do this weird thing where they specifically didn't play any music from the band or like have any clips of the band. And that's interesting to a point, but then the whole movie is just random people talking about the band and saying, oh, they're my favorite band of all time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it gets a little bit old.
Well, because I have the book, The Replacements in Oral History.
Yeah.
And what I just, from what I could hear about the movie, it's just essentially a movie version of that, which is just these anecdotes.
Right, yeah, it's just people talking.
Yeah, which is, time. Yeah, cool to a point, but then, yeah, it's just everybody, yeah, I get it. I get like
them. Yeah, we're all kind of fans. So what album do we have?
Stink, the EP Stink, coming up. And it says 33 on it, but I'm almost certain it's wrong. So we'll see. Might start slow. Right. Yeah.
Is that your top Replacements? Is that where you...
Well, I don't know. It's hard. This is one of my favorite Replacement songs, Kids Don't Follow.
Okay.
I think it's got, I really like the guitar part in it. But that's just a tough thing to, I don't think I could ever commit.
Yeah,
it's and it changes. It just changes, but this is definitely one of my favorite Replacement songs.
I tend to say I'm a Tim guy myself, but then it's like I feel like their essence is in their earlier albums, and so it's hard to say that.
Yeah, Tim's the one that sort of like it's the, you know, that's the sort of one when they were, you know, breaking into being
right
more popular or whatever. Yeah, it's the exactly. one people have heard the most.
Yeah. some people probably hate it for that reason as well.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
All right. So we're going to hear some replacements. And then who knows? It's a mystery. We will have some more music for you here on the Borough, CITR 101.9 FM.
If you all just grab your stuff and leave, there won't be any hassle. The party's been closed. The party is over with. Grab your stuff and go, and then nobody goes to jail.
And what don't you do?
We just played Velvet Dinosaurs and their latest hit, Eating the Plate. Now, let's go to the phones and hear what you have to say. Go ahead, caller, you're on the line.
Master Dirty Red Scum!
Really?
Kill!
That's really
kill! Wrong. Kill! Filthy bastard tummies! I hate him! I hate
him!
Well,
You know, maybe you should relax a little bit. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Right.
that was the band themselves, Needles and Pins, off of the new record, Shamebirds. It's High and Waiting. Again, these slash Jeep cigarettes. So it's a great record. It's been being spun a lot here.
That's
so,
cool. Thanks.
Yeah. And you're just saying that you guys have a 7-inch coming out, split? Coming
yeah,
out.
We have a split with our friends Low Culture, who is Chris. This is going to be a lot of dirts and confusing. Chris, so Chris who runs Dirt Cult, who put out Chambers, his band Low Culture, who are amazing. We have a split 7-inch with them out on Dirt Nap, which is another label from Portland. And that's, I think the official release now is going to be the 28th of October, but we're going to have them for our shows down there. So then,
nice. Yeah. Cool. It's just about a week or so away.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so it's been great having you on.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have anything else you want to say? Any random statements you need to make?
No. No. I'm pretty good. Yeah.
All right, cool. So it's about 5 minutes left. You've been listening to The Burrow here on CITR 101.9 FM. So probably a space for a couple more songs. Got some things lined up to finish off.
Yeah. I got a song by this great band from Seattle called Murmurs. And then we'll figure something else out.
All right, cool. Yeah. Yeah, one of the turntables was acting up, so yeah, some of the static you were hearing. Yeah. Yeah, we're figuring it out, though. This Thursday at the Cobalt, Needles Pins are playing. So go out and check them out. Tomorrow night is first night of Shindig 2014. Of course, as usual, sponsored by CITR. New venue, the Hindenburg. So come and see some exciting young new bands. Once again, thanks, Adam, for coming on.
Thank you.
It's been a great show. Some good noisy punk music for you. And we are going to close off with some Murmurs. Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next week when I will have, I'm not exactly sure who yet, but somebody who will be representative of a Halloween extravaganza at Red Gates. And so it will be at least a slightly Halloween-themed episode next week on The Burrow. Thanks for listening. And stay tuned for the Leo Ramirez show coming on at 4.
Days go by, watch something change. Would it be easier to put your mind at ease? But the seasons come between us. Keep saying one day, maybe someday soon. But when? I got 35 winters left. Watch the days go by, watch something change.
Watch something change.
Hours cry, seconds wide. Hours cry, seconds wide.
Break your gears, my dear. Break your gears, my dear.
Break your gears, my dear, and save your hands to pay.